Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Union Donor Minister Jyoti Aditya M. Sindhya to lay the foundation of integrated development of Sora Tourism Circuit Project in Meghalaya today. This year's Shillong Cherry Blossom Festival to attract more than 50,000 overnight tourists. Rashtriya Ekta Diwas observed across the northeastern states. Tripura secures first position in northeastern region under PM Kusum project. And now the news in detail. In a significant step towards enhancing tourism infrastructure in Meghalaya, Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Donor Jyoti Aditya M. Sindhya will lay the foundation stone for the integrated development of Sora Tourism Circuit project in Sora today. The project, worth more than 200 crore rupees, funded under the PM Divine Scheme, aims to strengthen tourism infrastructure, sustainable livelihood opportunities and preserve Sora's unique cultural and natural heritage. The project will enhance visitor facilities, promote eco-friendly tourism and create employment avenues for local communities, ensuring inclusive and sustainable benefits of tourism growth. Tomorrow, the minister will visit Mogno Cave, known globally for its geotourism significance. Later in the day, the minister will visit Guwahati, Assam, where he is scheduled to inaugurate several key donor projects and visit IIT Guwahati. New Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Venkatesh Joshi, on Friday said that the new and renewable energy sector is growing rapidly in India and it is the second largest growth market for renewable energy in the world. Speaking with media persons during the inaugural session of the regional workshop on renewable energy in North East Zone in Guwahati, Joshi said that Assam is the best performing state under the PM Surya Ghar among the northeastern states. The Meghalaya government is expecting the upcoming Shillong Cherry Blossom Festival 2025 to attract more than 50,000 overnight tourists this year, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said on Friday. The festival, he added, will also see overall footfall in lakhs, including day visitors. Unveiling the lineup, Sangma said that the Cherry Blossom Festival 2025 will be a grand celebration of music, art and culture, showcasing the rich diversity of Meghalaya, with global and local performers set to take the stage. Day one will feature the script Jason Derulo and Nora Fatehi, while day two will see performances by Aqua and rap pop sensation Tiger. The festival will see with a close show by world-renowned DJ and producer Diplo. The Chief Minister also announced a special tribute and the legendary artist Zubin Garg to be performed by musicians close to him. The event will feature activities such as a traditional Mr. and Miss Cherry Blossom competition, cosplay, cherry blossom, arm wrestling and other cultural events. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired, led the Rashtriya Ekta Diwas National Unity Day celebration at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar on Friday. The day marks the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Iron Man of India, whose vision and leadership were instrumental in uniting the nation. In his address, the governor remembered Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and said that his life is a timeless reminder that perseverance, integrity and dedication can bring about transformative change. The governor also recalled that it was through Sardar Patel's vision and firm resolve that Major Bob Ralengno Kathing successfully integrated Tawang and Arunachal Pradesh into the Indian Union, thereby strengthening the union, the nation's frontiers and unity. The Rashtriya Ekta Diwas National Unity Day was observed across Manipur on Friday. The state-level program was held at the 1st Battalion Manipur Rifles Parade Ground in Imphal. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla graced the function and inspected the parade, besides taking a salute at a grand march past presented by 13 contingents. The governor also led the gathering in taking the Rashtriya Ekta Diwas pledge. In his address to the gathering, the governor narrated the enduring legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, whose visionary leadership and unwavering statesmanship forged the foundation of a united, resolute and sovereign India. He said that the celebration of National Unity Day is a reminder of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's courage and foresight in integrating more than 500 princely states into one republic. Tripura has secured the first position in the northeastern region under PM Kusum project. State Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath received the award from Union Minister for Renewable Energy Development Pralhad Joshi in Guwahati. Tripura has been given the recognition for providing water to agricultural fields through solar energy, leaving behind all the states in the northeastern region. Nagaland also joined the rest of the nation in celebrating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nephew Rio paid tribute to Sardar Patel, stating that the Patel's visions and determination were instrumental in uniting the nation. The Chief Minister urged everyone to reaffirm their pledge to uphold the spirit of unity and diversity and work together for a stronger, more united India. Meanwhile, several events were organized across the districts to mark the occasion. In Dimapur, a unity march was held as part of the district-level Padat Yatra organized by Mera Yuva Bharat under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Hundreds of students from various schools and colleges along with government officials participated enthusiastically. In Mukokchung, around 400 individuals took part in the unity rally, including the Deputy Commissioner, Senior Superintendent of Police, other departmental officials and participants from various schools, the NCC, the CRPF and the public. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, on Friday inaugurated the Jung Lands Limited Guest House at Parvati Nagar, Tejpur. The Chief Minister, in a social media post, said that the newly built guest house will provide huge relief for patients and their attendants as well as travellers coming to Tejpur for medical treatment. Khandu also extended his appreciation to the dedicated efforts of Chairman Jung Lands Limited Lobsang Tashi for efficiently steering the project. In Manipur, the post-harvest festival of Chinkuki Mizo communities, Chavangkut, will be observed today. The festival is organized on the 1st of November every year across the northeastern region where Chinkuki Mizo communities resides. The festival is observed to mark the end of the harvesting season and also to thank the Almighty for a good harvest season. Chavangkut is a celebration of a beautiful and culturally rich festival in which cultural dances, folk songs, indigenous games and other traditional activities are performed by Chinkuki Mizo communities. Considering the popularity of the festival, Chavangkut was accorded recognition as a state holiday in the year 1982. The Manipur governor has also greeted the people of Manipur, especially Chinkuki Mizo communities, at the Chavangkut festival. In his message, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla said that the festival is a celebration of gratitude, unity and bountiful harvest and reflects the deep connection between humanity and nature, reminding us to value hard work, harmony and togetherness. In Arunachal Pradesh, the chairman of the Administrative Reforms Commission, Pramod Jain, convened the interactive meeting with heads of offices, Gamburas and PRI's members on Friday. Addressing the gathering, the chairman underscored the significance of administrative reforms in enhancing governance efficiency and transparency. He encouraged the participants to share practical suggestions and grassroots insights to help the commission frame impactful recommendations for the government. Various heads of offices apprised the commission of challenges faced by the respective departments concerning human resource constraints. The commission also appreciated the inputs and assured that all suggestions and issues raised would be carefully examined for inclusion in its forthcoming recommendations to the government. And before we close, the headlines once again. Union Donor Minister Aditya M. Sindhya to lay the foundation of integrated development of Sora Tourism Circuit project in Meghalaya today. This year's Shillong Cherry Blossom Festival to attract more than 50,000 overnight tourists. Rashtriya Ekta Diwas observed across the northeastern states. Tripura secures first position in northeastern region under PM Kusum project. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.